From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We're glad you've decided to join us for today's program. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch inviting you to stay with us for a message from God's Word, some Christ-honoring sacred music, and the hot topic of the day. Currently, Dr. Cairns is dealing with the subject of Christ the Divine Teacher, part of a series of messages looking at the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus. In the course of the message, Dr. Cairns is demonstrating how Christ's use of parables in his teaching establishes his authority and his centrality. Also, we'll have some sacred music selections to prepare our hearts for the ministry of the Scriptures. But first, here is Dr. Cairns with today's hot topic, God's Warriors.
In late August, CNN ran a three-part special report titled, God's Warriors. The first two-hour report focused on God's Jewish warriors, the second on God's Muslim warriors, and the last on God's Christian warriors. The thesis of the program was that in Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, there are those who feel that modern society is increasingly antagonistic to their religious values and who want to call it back to the standards of what they believe is God's law. The Jewish warriors were the religious Jews who settled in or supported settlements in what others consider occupied territory, but that they believe is rightly their land by divine gift. The Muslim warriors included the Islamic radicals who support suicide bombers and worldwide terrorism, but also highlighted other non-violent Muslims whose struggle was inward, as they sought to follow their religious convictions in a secular society. The Christian warriors were right-wing or evangelical Christians who used their religious and political power to confront and overcome the influence of secular humanism and its baneful effects on the moral fabric of American society. The basic thesis of the reports was that the most prevalent obstacle to world peace is religion and those who take their religion seriously. It pursued the idea that people who see the law of God as superior to the law of man and will follow it if the two come in conflict are the intransigent foes of a free and peaceful society. So, despite the opinion of international jurists that Jewish settlements of the West Bank are illegal, Jewish settlers remain there because they are answerable to a higher law, which establishes their right to be there. Despite widespread condemnation of their actions, Muslims eye the destruction of what they see as decadent Western society and the establishment of Islam and its peculiar laws across the world. Despite being despised, Christians seek to call their nation back to the standards of the Bible on issues such as abortion, homosexuality, and other issues. On one level, the CNN analysis is incontrovertible. Divine and human law often come into conflict, and for a genuine believer, there can be no doubt that if he has to choose which to obey, he must obey God rather than men. However, the CNN report blundered badly by equating the tactics of Jewish settlers, who have at times violently defended their beliefs and have dignified the murder of Arab opponents as divine vengeance, and the tactic of Muslim terrorists who have embarked on a crusade of mayhem and murder to achieve their objectives, with the tactics of God's Christian warriors, who use their democratic rights to seek to bring about moral change in their country. One thought insistently arises after viewing CNN's reports. How many people claim to speak and act for God? They can't all be right, that's for sure. The truth is that in most cases, they invoke the name of God to support their own agenda, then try to make God speak for them. As Christians, we must recognize that we have the Word of God and should obey it in all things. But we should not forget that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We should remember that our greatest power is the power of the gospel preached in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Christians who seek to bring their nation to the light of truth by the power of prayer and preaching will be hated even more than Muslim terrorists. We must not allow that to dampen our zeal to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, people who war a good warfare as they seek, as Paul, by all means to save some, no matter what the cost may be, in terms of personal suffering and loss. Such people are God's true Christian warriors.
This is Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of our listeners to these broadcasts. Every day we receive letters in various ways, regular mail, email, and also we receive telephone calls saying thank you and also telling us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, and we want to remind you of the new issue of our quarterly magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly. These are free to those who ask. This particular edition will bring you some very interesting and informative articles. Particularly, there is an article dealing with the conversion of a Muslim to Christ. It's called From Islam to Christ. There are many other very informative and inspiring articles in this particular edition, and you may simply have it for free by writing to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. or if you wish, you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio now, ltbsradio.com. We do hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Reading of the world will always lead to God and will always lead to admonish us to prepare for eternity through Christ. And that's the reason he could take the things like a seed, that in some ways, and this is why you can't press parables to every detail. They're not meant to be pressed to every detail. He takes a seed that in some ways cannot be a picture of the Word of God and uses it as a picture of the Word of God. I say it cannot be because, let me give you the most outstanding, the easiest one to see. Take a big seed. Do you ever plant potatoes? Yeah, well, I've had enough of that in my lifetime as a young fellow, planting potatoes. Worse still, weeding them. And then digging them by hand. No tillers, or I couldn't use a tiller, I never had to use it, but I could use a spade. But here's the thing. When you took up the potatoes, the seed was rotten. It was dead. It was filthy mush and unusable. Its life was gone. That's not true of the Word of God. It's incorruptible. But yet, notwithstanding that, the Lord Jesus, because he's not speaking of the seed in isolation as a picture of the Word, he's speaking of the sower sowing the seed and it producing various results in various environments. And that's what makes it right. He has created the one, and he has created the other, and he has created the bridge between them and the fitness of the one to illustrate the other. He is the Lord of creation. He is the Lord of redemption. And In doing all this, he establishes his own central authority and significance. Here's another big point. He is the absolute Christ. Nothing exists apart from him. Everything exists for him. Everything has its place that he has given it. Everything has the purpose that he has given it. And listen, this opens up a big door that I'm not going to go through, at least very far. This, he establishes the meaning of every creature's existence. We live in a day when people are yearning for meaning. Meaning to life. Let me tell you, the meaning of your life and mine is what Christ has given it. That's true even of those who deny him. Paul says in Romans 11:36, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." Now, to some I will have to apologize, maybe to all, for I'm very much aware that I have been jumping, touching great, great issues. I have not tried to weave them together in a coherent theological lecture. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to try and give you a glimpse of Christ, the Lord of creation, the Lord of redemption, the one for whom all things exist and who gives real meaning and purpose to everything that does exist. But now let me bring it down to a level that all of us can grasp immediately and take this truth into our own lives and into our own occupations. You see, it doesn't matter. This gets back to the theology of the old Puritans in many ways. Let me back up before I say it doesn't matter. I'm all in favor of us getting all the education we can, pursuing the best positions we can, doing the best for our families we can, all those things. But you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, I'm not saying in the short term in relationships it doesn't matter, but I'm saying in real terms, it doesn't matter whether you have an IQ of 85 or you have the IQ of a genius. It doesn't matter whether you're a CEO or you're like a young man with very few brains that I know in Belfast who takes a brush and brushes the streets as an employee of the council for a living. It doesn't matter. The Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord, is the one who makes it worthwhile living, whether your IQ is 85 or 200, if you could have it. He's the one that gives meaning and purpose and power and usefulness to your life, whether you're a millionaire or a pauper, whether you reach millions or whether, as a mother in the home, you spend your whole life on 1, 2, 3, or 4 children or whatever. Nothing could be more mundane than a man trudging over the countryside, reaching into a bag and scattering seed. Nothing could be more mundane than that. Nothing could be more mundane than a few rough Galileans taking a net and throwing it from their ship to haul in a few fish. Yet the Lord Jesus Christ used these things to convey eternal truth and glorify himself. He adapted these things from everyday life to the truths of His gospel. They became His servants. They became His reflectors. And you know, at the end of the day, if He can take my life and make it His servant, if He can take my life, my home, my family, my experience, my words, my actions, if He can take those and make them reflectors of His glory, I have lived well. You'll see immediately He takes these things, and beyond their obvious mundane functions, He gives them a higher office, and that's to serve and show forth Christ and His gospel. This is true of every created thing, but particularly it's true of you and me. Now I really have dilemma time that I think I will at least postpone, maybe drop forever, according to what the Lord's will is. Because the disciples asked a question that I wanted us to have time to answer this morning, as Jesus answered it, and we don't really have the time. And that is, why do you speak in parables? And His answer is such an answer that the greatest scholars have been fighting over it ever since. I have come to the conclusion that His answer teaches that He is the sovereign in salvation, and yet He holds sinners responsible for their sins. We may get to that in detail later on. We may not. We don't know. And I include me in that. The Lord's will be done. What I hope this morning is that you have seen something of the glory of the Lord Jesus. That you've seen the absolute necessity of vital godliness, that you are rightly related to Him, that you are truly in His kingdom. I trust that you have seen that if you're not saved, you're headed, however you're accepted in the church, you're headed for certain and terrible judgment, and it's time to get right with God. I trust that you have seen that if you're a Christian, your greatest function in life is to see Christ, the Lord of creation and the Lord of redemption, and say, Lord, let me behold your glory, and let me reflect it, and serve your purpose in this world of sin. There is an old song. I don't know if it reached the charts in the United States. I didn't live here then. It was a popular song, but not a rock song. It was sung by a British comedian who could have been an opera singer, by the name of Harry Secombe. A magnificent tenor voice. A Welshman. Charlie's glad to hear. He knows about Harry Secombe. And Harry Secombe sang this song. Sounded good, but, and there's some truth in it. If I can help somebody, if I can help somebody, then my living will not be in vain. Let us as Christians this morning lift that to an infinitely higher plane. if I can serve the purposes of my Savior, if I can show forth the glory of my Redeemer, whatever my station in life, then my living will not be in vain.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.